later on, huh?
Oh, very much so. Catch you again tomorrow, Gary and Durwood.
Who grabbed the first ditty?
Well, let's not grab today. Let's kind of be formal, you know, and polite. What do you think of that?
Very well, then. Who selects the first selection?
Why, you, of course, my dear.
Thank you very much, Mr. Crosby.
Cared about fortunes and such, never cared much, but look at me now. I never knew the technique of kissing. I never knew the thrill I could get from your touch. Never knew much, oh, look at me now. I'm a new girl in the world. Never knew love was like this. With a new heart, brand new start, gonna be a missus, not miss. So I'm the girl who turned out a lover. Yes, I'm the girl who laughed at those blue diamond rings. One of those things, oh, look at me now. Song till she cried. Here comes the bride. Look at me now.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Hold it a mo here, friends, for a few pertinent points from Wrigley's.
Look for the spear and get chilling enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long lasting, too. You say Wrigley's is great to chew. Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment.
With the biggest little treat in all the land.
Get the package with the spear and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Friends, the word spearmint cannot be trademarked, so there are many spearmint gums on the market. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley spearmint, look for the spear on the package. It is the Wrigley trademark. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it is the Wrigley trademark and is your guarantee of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we present Mr. Bing Crosby with Mr. Buddy Cole and his outstanding group.
And where are you going, Rosie?
I'm going to sit right here and listen.
I'm going to sit right down here and listen to this song, Remarkable Fortitude.
Love and marriage, they go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage. Well, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry, and they will say it's elementary. Try to separate them. Well, it's an illusion. Try, and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, they go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one without the other. Try, and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, they go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have none, you can't have one without the other.
Bing, Bing.
Uh-huh. Ken Carpenter making noise like a leaky spare tire.
As a matter of fact, Bing, it's a spare tire I want to see about.
Uh-huh. You had to let out your shower curtain a couple of notches again, huh? Friend Ken, when you got spare tire trouble, it's always Rye Crisp to the rescue.
Look, Bing, I'm
looking. Don't you know that Rye Crisp is perfect for folks who like to watch their weight, who really want to shape up?
Well, sure, Bing, that's because Rye Crisp is the only cracker containing no more than 21 calories in a whole double cracker.
Well, that's as crisp a comeback as I've heard.
Mm-hmm. I also know that with Rye Crisp, you can eat the cheese you please and still stay svelte around the belt.
Oh, you coined a beauty, yeah. Cease enough, you deceitful disclaimer. Why ask me about spare tires when you already know that Rye Crisp is the answer?
Bing, my car has a flat, and I just want to borrow your spare.
Well, you know my electric golf cart doesn't carry a spare.
I had to love and learn. I was a fool to fall. Broken heart, that's how the story goes. If I had to do it over, I'd do it gladly, I suppose. Somehow I can't forget the memory of your kiss. I always will. And only time will tell the tender story of a broken heart that had to love and learn to find another heart to love. Time will tell the tender story of a broken heart that had to love and learn to find another heart to love.
You ladies, a happy household suggestion.
Paper lady, get your Royal Edge and Royal Lining paper.
Royal Edge and Royal Lining paper?
Yes, ma'am. The latest news for every shelf and drawer in your home.
Spruce up for spring. Don't just do spring cleaning. Add the touch of elegance that gives spring cleaning meaning.
Royal Edge and Royal Lining papers come in early American, French Provincial, all kinds of decorator designs.
They sound expensive.
They look expensive, but Royal Lining paper lines a whole chest of drawers for just pennies.
And Royal Edge?
Royal Edge shelf paper has a colorful edging you just fold down.
What a time saver.
What a money saver. Royal Edge and Royal Lining papers are your best buy at every variety store. So,
spruce up for spring. Make your home bright and gay. Get Royal Edge and Royal Lining.
this moment, friends, I'm delighted to report that Miss Rosemary Clooney is sashaying to the mic to engage in a song with me.
What type of song shall we do, Bing?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, what do you say we do a love song?
Might be nice. You know, I was wondering, shall we do an out-and-out mushy love song or something sultry and sophisticated and sneaky?
What do you mean, a sneaky love song?
Ooh, a song like people will say we're in love.
Oh, that's a good example.
I think so.
Okay, let's sneak into it.
We should have worn our sneakers.
Let's kick our shoes off at least.
No, it's better with your shoes off. My jokes too much.
People will say we're in love.
Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine.
Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love.
Don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove.
Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People will say
Rosemary, not long ago, I think you mentioned that there was an organization formed to put an end to all the bad publicity that we've had through the years about women drivers. Now, you did mention that, didn't you? Didn't we talk about it a little?
Yes, yes. It's the Automotive Council for Women.
Mm-hmm.
That's the group that was formed to put an end to all this loose talk about female drivers.
Well, I tell you something. I have wonderful news for you and all the other lovely ladies in the organization. I have a flash from Switzerland.
A flash from Switzerland on women drivers?
Mm-hmm. And this comes right from Geneva, from the United Nations World Health Organization.
It's a favorable flash, is it?
Oh, yes. This is highly commendatory because it says, contrary to public opinion, investigators have been unable to produce any evidence to show that male or female drivers are more liable to accidents.
There you are. Right from the World Health Organization.
Mm-hmm.
Women drivers are no worse than men drivers.
Well, all I can say is that this must be the straight stuff. It comes right from Geneva, where they have all those conferences on and all that stuff like that.
Statistics roll out of Geneva faster than cheeses. Our watches.
And this isn't just snap judgment,
Certainly
either.
Certainly not.
Oh, they must have figured this thing out pretty well before they released this news.
Oh, they always... Oh, they got to. They wouldn't fool around with that. And so, Ken, when you're riding along now, you know...
Yeah.
And you see a lady driver coming at you, don't quake and quail and head for the curb. You don't have to. No, sir.
She's not dangerous.
No, sir. In truth, she's not the least bit more dangerous than you are.
Well, I'll remember that.
Now, here's another development on this news. This is fascinating. Another point on the release, because it says that in the male community of drivers, married men have the lowest accident rate.
Oh, that's in their cars, you mean.
Certainly. I don't know what goes on around the house. A married man might get his arm twisted or field a rolling pin with his forelock or something, but he really has the lowest car accident rate.
Well, then you'd say the thing for him to do is spend as much time in his car as possible.
if he's subject to accidents in the home, certainly. But here's another rather pertinent point, and that is when it comes to driving, in all categories of road users, the dangerous ages are between 15 and 25.
Oh, between 15 and 25 is dangerous for all drivers.
Uh-huh. That's right. And after that, the dangerous age jumps to over 65.
Well, I guess we're all in the clear, aren't we?
Yep. Not for long, though. Well, I'm certainly delighted, I really am, that we've hauled out the scales of justice here today and balanced up the question of women drivers.
Behind the wheel, then, it's agreed there's complete equality between the sexes.
Exactly. It's what you might call a Mexican standoff.
Then to joke about a woman driver is really joking about a man driver, because we're all equal, aren't we?
I'm afraid so, yeah. This puts an end to any jokes about women drivers.
It's about time.
You know, I think I've been manipulated here, Ken.
I think so.
Anyhow, it's about time for some music.
A little love that slowly grows and grows. Not one that comes and goes. That's all I want from you. A sunny day with hopes up to the sky, a kiss and no goodbye, that's all I want from you. Don't let me down, oh, show me that you care. Remember when you give, you also get your share. Don't let me down, I have no time to wait. Tomorrow might not come when dreamers dream too late. A little love that slowly grows and grows, not one that comes and goes. That's all I want from you. Show me that you care. Remember when you give, you also get your share. Don't let me down, I have no time to wait. Tomorrow might not come when dreamers dream too late. A little love that slowly grows and grows, not one that comes and goes. That's all I want from you.
Well, as they say, we've contrived to come to the end. We've enjoyed it, and we hope you have, too.
Thanks for listening, friends. Let's get together again soon, shall we?
Goodbye.
A chance to work in interesting foreign lands, to help new nations develop their resources and spread American goodwill. That's the chance you get when you're a member of the Peace Corps. The Peace Corps needs people with teaching, engineering, and farm skills. If you think you qualify, write to Peace Corps, Washington 25, D.C.